Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed. So you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 877. Anxiety Lately? Surprising Reasons Why and What to Do About It. Part 2 by Jody Eckleberry Hunt of jodyeckleberryhunt.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, hoping you're all having a wonderful Tuesday. If you were here yesterday, you know we started off part one of a great post from Jody Eckleberry Hunt on combating recent anxiety that seems to be flooding the world. If you haven't heard that one, I recommend checking it out first. But if you are all caught up, then let's learn even more in the remainder of this post from Jody and start optimizing your life. Anxiety Lately? Surprising Reasons Why and What to Do About It. Part 2. By Jody Eckleberry Hunt of jodyeckleberryhunt.com. The problem is that if we are to survive and evolve as a species, we need one another. Think about hunter-gatherer times. Each person in a community had a skill and a role. It is interdependence that ensures long-term survival, not self-interest and self-reliance. I fear that when we lose empathy, we begin to see others as non-essential, as expendable. When we see one another as the enemy, perhaps carrying illness or a competition for toilet paper and hand sanitizer, we all lose. What can we do? I propose we start with self-awareness and self-care. We need to identify and manage our own emotions so that we aren't reactive, aren't hanging by a thread ready to explode. We need to challenge our assumptions in self-talk. We need to talk with someone objectively about our feelings and get honest feedback, not just what we want to hear. We need to exercise and work off pent-up tensions. We need to do whatever we can to self-soothe, meditation, deep breathing, online support groups. Professional counseling helps. Next, when we feel triggered by an intense emotion, we need to ask ourselves what it is about. If someone else is involved, take up the practice of asking ourselves how the other person might see it. We should practice as much as possible trying to see through others' eyes. I say practice because it is a practice. It isn't easy. Vulnerability is involved, but while there is little to be lost, there is so much more to be gained. Most people have heard of the Golden Rule. I propose we practice the Platinum Rule because the Golden Rule is about us and our own perspective. What if someone doesn't want to be treated the way we want to be treated? The Platinum Rule is, treat others how others wish to be treated. This requires us to consider how someone else might feel, because others are different. When we take the stance of, I don't see color or difference, it is not respecting that we are all different. Take a moment to consider how the other person might have a different take or feelings or preference on situations. It is good practice. Limit exposure to the news and social media to a limited time of day. Talk with your kids about the news and try to present both sides of issues for practice. It isn't easy. Argue the opposite of your beliefs for a moment for practice. This cultivates an ability to appreciate that issues are complex, no matter how much fear would like us to make them black and white. Fear wants us to simplify. Welcome difference, even if you don't agree with it. Understand it. Learn to listen without arguing, defending, or preparing your counterstatements. It is not possible to practice empathy without radical listening. Listening will lead to some understanding, even if it is not what we want to hear. We need to connect with friends, seeing their faces when we can. I recognize not everyone will have this privilege. Take it when you safely can. When you go to the store, make a deliberate effort to look people in the eye and smile beneath the mask. Conscientiously extend kindnesses where you are able to. Small kindnesses add up. Do not belittle small kindnesses. Practice saying hello. We're not robots. Refuse to behave like one. Refuse to become one. Do good in your community through time and donations. It is a reminder that we are all connected. My success depends on your success, and your success depends on another's success. Despite a belief or tendency toward rugged individualism, we cannot survive as a species without one another. Our differences can serve to turn others into enemies, or we can use them to more deeply empathize and understand our drives and motivations. Part of self-care is letting things go also. Let's remind ourselves that others may be struggling with concerns and experiences we cannot begin to understand. So be forgiving. There are times I look back and I know I was on the wrong side of an issue, in my view. I'm glad no one beat me up over it. We're all out there in the same disaster, trying to survive. And don't make yourself sick over it either. It isn't worth that. If you have kids, practice all of this with them. Show them that these aren't normal times. Leave a legacy of hope and love, kindness and compassion. Without these, we're doomed. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Anxiety Lately? Surprising Reasons Why and What to Do About It, by Jody Eckleberry Hunt of jodyecklberryhunt.com.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very driven finish here by Jody, which we thank her for. Many of you may be thinking, however, that while this all sounds right and good, it's somehow hopeless or not enough because not enough other people are on board to make an actual difference. Well, this belief is a way in which our lack of faith has become normal, not believing that others care or will put their right foot forward. While it's true that not everyone is going to put forth the same effort, surely everyone does have a common goal of living in a world that's harmonious and supports society to function at its highest level. The problem more so is that we all have different versions of how to achieve that or what it looks like. So we vilify those with other beliefs and disengage rather than energizing ourselves by taking the steps that Jody listed. We become part of the new normal we're trying to avoid by not doing what we can to bring harmony, choosing instead to talk about disharmony with those that we do trust. This wheel spinning simply won't do, and though I hate to point the finger at, well, all of us, not taking steps towards being part of the solution will only stall both our inner circles and the world around us. Food for thought, a lot of food for thought. So I'm going to wrap up for now, and thank you so much for listening to the end of one of our heavier posts. But like I said yesterday, sometimes relationships are tough, but that's when it's important to lean in. As expected, guys, I will be back with more for you tomorrow, so don't miss out. I will see you all then, where your optimal life awaits.